Once upon a land in a time far away lived the king of all joy called the father of play. His home was a castle overlooking the seas, atop the mountain Majesto on the island of ease. From his throne on the summit the king could survey dominions both near him and those far away. There were regions of pastel amid puzzling pinks, and a psychedelic sector with some paisley precincts. Other realms of whimsy were wintry white, with monuments gleaming in the astral night. The island itself was a magical place, which happily hung in the vastness of space. The mountains kept company with radiant stars, boasting their brilliance like celestial stars. A laser-like show was a nightly prelude, pushing pathways through darkness till morning ensued. Though the mountains were not silent witnesses to the grandeur of stars, a relationship was connected and harmonious like parallel bars. The trees of the foothills, all piercing the sky, had flora so stunning it pleasured the eye. Fruit hung from the branches, every flavor and type. The bounty was plenty, the crop always ripe. The sounds of the system were lovely to hear, as the venue made music delighting the ear. Raindrops form rhythm with their egress, patrolled by the maestro of mood, keeping tempo controlled. The meadows were compounds of colorful turf, with streams to silk beaches and the scent for its surf. There were luminescent breezes blowing so soft, escorting beasts in the billows, relaxing aloft. There was never a meeting or appointment missed, for concept of time didn't exist. Palettes of splendor came to rest on the loam, forming fashions of frolic for a species called gnome. As you might have guessed, the king had many friends with whom he shared these beautiful lands. The kingdom had creatures every size and shape. Some hopped, some crawled, some paced like an ape. An assortment of classes took to the sky like birds. A few kept to themselves, while others formed herds. There were slow-stirring loafers and quick-legged beasts, some fanciful fauna, to say the least. But honored were beings with legs only two, handpicked by the Joy King for a task to debut. Most of the two-footers were clowns, goofs and buffoons, with a high number silly dupes and witty lampoons. There were limb and filly, some towering so tall, and some short stubby stumpers with no legs at all. The numbskulls and nitwits who lived on Noise Hill banged things together just for the thrill. There were also some loonies who played in the pools near the zoo of the Zannies in the land of the fools. In a sector secluded, sitted toddlers and scribes. Except for the silent, they were the quietest tribes. There were tippy-toe dwellers in the lands of lout, who stylishly stumbled and staggered about. And from a county they called Fiddlewadoo hailed the fidgets and tinkers who loved to construe. Every nation had features which made them unique, and most used exclusive communication techniques. Some spoke a language making sounds so absurd, while others used signals never speaking a word. A perfect example highlighting this fact was the muteness of mime, who espoused the abstract. The kinship had customs and costumes they wore, dating back generations derived.